Well, it's time to talk movies with Catherine Tulich in Los Angeles for WSFM. Back in LA this week after spending, it feels like a long time, staring at the worm in the bottle of that the bottom of that tequila bottle in Cancun, you lucky thing.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And the water is so gorgeous over there, so warm. So, yeah, it was a great time.
All right, you've had your rest. Back to work. Let's talk about...
I've had my rest. Back into action now. Back into the movies.
Let's talk about this new one. You can tell school holidays are fast approaching. There's a swag of great holiday movies, including, I'm very excited about this, the latest installment in the Cars series.
Yeah, I have to say I'm not a huge fan of the whole Cars franchise, but I have to say this Cars 3 was such a really good, touching story because it really touches on a lot of great themes that I think whether you're young or old you can relate to. You know, Lightning McQueen is back, but he's not as shiny and as fast as he used to be. He's getting a bit old, being surpassed by a lot faster, a lot better cars. So it's a really nice story about the fact that, you know, younger people come along, younger cars come along, but you can also mentor them. You can also teach them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the themes in this are really cute. And I spoke to Owen Wilson, who's back as Lightning McQueen, to talk about playing him again and also the theme.
I think with having, two little kids now, it's exciting for me just to get a little street cred from those guys. So they were at the premiere with me the other night, and they love the movie. I feel like, I definitely tend to, play a role where I'm a father more than a member of a fraternity. I think those days are behind me. So, but it was always kind of nice knowing that, okay, even as I'm playing sort of, different kind of roles, that reflect kind of the passage of time, at least I have Lightning McQueen. He doesn't get older. But then they're kind of making him, in this movie, deal with the same kind of issue. So even Lightning McQueen, even the animated world, isn't immune from the ravages of aging.
So that's Cars 3. Also doing the rounds for school holidays is the latest Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie. You've not seen the first one. I loved the first one. So I'm
really?
Looking,
yeah, I'm not really familiar with Wimpy Kid.
But the other one is Transformers. This must be what? The 27th in the series, Transformers The Last Night.
Does that mean it's going to be the last one?
Well,
let's hope.
Let me
hope. I know there's a lot of fans out there for the Transformers, and Mark Wahlberg's in the franchise now, and he does a great job, and Michael Bay's back directing, and I love the fact they've got Anthony Hopkins in this, and they set it in sort of a British, countryside. I mean, okay, I give them 10 points for trying to keep reinventing this, but let's really hope this might be the end of the Transformers.
You see, Catherine, anyone with kids knows this. My nephew went through the Transformers phase, so I've seen all of the previous movies about 19 trillion times. Because when you're a kid, you can't watch it enough. I've got my niece and nephew here at the end of next week, and I know we will be going to see the Transformers Last Night movie on the school holidays.
And you'll be seeing it 19 trillion times.
Oh, I
hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you. Listen to the sincerity in your voice. Thank you very much for the update. We'll get more from you at the movies next week, all right?
Great. Thank you, Jason.